This is Captain's Log, Draft, a Star Trek reboot fanfic written by Mint Amaretto, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 for slurring, and contains the pairings Kirk McCoy, Spock Uhura, and implied Sulu Chekhov. Captain's Log, Draft. As of 2 standard hours ago, the whole crew lost a few decades off their age. Memories and intellectual capacity seem intact. First thing I did after the change was make a to-do list, because I'm a genius. 1. Get pants that fit. 1.1. Mr. Spock asked if, quote, appraising the situation wouldn't be a more pressing concern. I told him, no, you can't get anything done while tripping over your pant legs. Ensign Cupcake then helpfully supported my argument by doing exactly that. He skinned his knee, started crying, and had to be escorted to medical, where, according to Bones, Dr. McCoy, oh, fuck it, Bones, Dr. Mbenga had to wipe his snot three times. Note to self, commendation for Dr. Mbenga for extraordinary dedication to his duty. Ask Bones if Cupcake asked Mbenga to kiss it better. Another note to self, Bones says Cupcake asked him, Bones, to kiss it better. Kick Cupcake's ass next time sparring. Optionally, knock out some teeth. Start rumor, again, that Bones is celibate, impotent, asexual. Another note to self. Go down to medical to see how Bones looked at 5. Betty's cute. 1.2. Done. Unfortunately, Replicator has a limited number of clothes designs. Senior crew is now dressed as follows. Me? Blue jeans. Rocket t-shirt, flip-flops. Attempts to obtain Superman underoos, so far unsuccessful. Mr. Spock. A kid tuxedo. Lieutenant Uhura. A strawberry-patterned sundress. Gala. A tutu. Mr. Sulu. A pirate's Halloween costume, sword functional. Mr. Chekhov. Beige shorts, white shirt, orange suspenders. Mr. Scott. Something he calls a kilt, actually a pink skirt. 1.3. Asked Mr. Scott to tweak Replicator. He answered, quote, can't change it, sod off. Probably irked Kienzer is now taller than him. 2. Find what the hell is going on. Reverse it. 2.1. Finally got down to medical. Bones is adorable. Wearing a tee with a red elephant on it. Also, apparently he has been rocking the side-parted hair look for the last 25 years. NB, serious problem. While talking with Bones, Gala came in and pinched his cheek. Bones pouted and crossed his arms. Looked even cuter. Gala pinched his other cheek and ran away. Bones said that happened five times in the last hour with different officers. Note to self, start rumor that Bones had a vasectomy. No good female crew thinking he'd make cute babies. 2.2. Asked Bones whether he's ascertained the cause of the de-aging, not the cheek pinching. Bones said, quote, fucked if I know. Good to know he still curses like a sailor. Somehow comforting. Bones also said his best geneticist, a Tellarite, is currently at a developmental stage where he's too hungry to be productive. His best virologist has the chickenpox, and the biologist who's checking the environmental scans has her glasses falling constantly. 2.3. Asked if there's any chance of reversal before we get to Damar. Bones answered, quote, sure, do you want a cure for the Moldarian flesh-eating plague too while I'm at it? NB. Bones' professional opinion? We're screwed. 3. Make sure the crew is still able to perform their duties satisfactorily. Note to self, checked with Lieutenant Uhura whether satisfactorily is a word. Computer says that it is, but I'm starting to suspect computer has a crush on me. 3.1. Asked Mr. Spock how he's taking the change. Mr. Spock replied, he is thrilled to be walking upright under tables again. Proceeded to raise one eyebrow in an insolent and snotty manner. Note to self, check regulations for any chapter prohibiting eyebrowing a senior officer. Ask Mr. Spock if he feels like, for example, purely hypothetically, shoving members of the crew into pods and marooning them onto frozen planets. Mr. Spock said he failed to see how one minuscule lapse of judgment on his part was relevant to the current situation. Then Mr. Spock proceeded to stare at my neck. I made the executive decision to get the hell out of Dodge. 3.2. Went to engineering. Found Mr. Scott yelling about fried pig feet and leek sandwiches. Exited engineering. 3.3. Returned to bridge. Found Mr. Sulu sitting on his chair, and also on Renaissance Swordsmanship, The History of Fencing, Grow Your Own Vegetables in Space, and Contortionism for Profit and Pleasure, which enabled him to reach the controls. Asked Mr. Sulu to borrow a book later. Mr. Sulu said he had a feeling I'd be interested. I said, of course, been ages since I've eaten some decent corn. Mr. Sulu looked puzzled for some reason. 3.4. Had to stand Mr. Chekhov down. Accent is worse than ever, additionally missing two front teeth, speaking with a terrible lisp. Mr. Chekhov looked at me silently, big, imploring eyes filling slowly with tears. Felt like a tool. Mr. Chekhov started wailing. Could practically see the hanging thing at the back of his throat wobbling. Felt like an even bigger tool. Mr. Sulu glared at me. Conclusion? Immediate future unlikely to contain corn. 3.5. Went to medical. Again. Bones said that he's, quote, made the sick bay as usable as it's gonna get. Reed pushed a metal box next to each biobed and taped Dr. Jorgensen's glasses to the back of her head. Bones is still cute. Had lipstick smudged on his cheek. Note to self. Start a rumor that Bones has Moldarian flesh-eating plague, in an especially contagious form. Alternately, examine possibility of wire-fencing Bones. 3.6. Got bored. Made Mr. Spock check rest of the crew. 3.7. Done! 4. Make sure the mission is successful. 4.1. Greet Damarian High Council. Arrived at the planet. Asked Lieutenant Uhura to establish connection. Had to greet the Damarian chair squid standing on the chair, as he couldn't see me initially. The Damarian chair squid said he expected me to be taller. I said, size isn't everything. Lieutenant Uhura facepalmed. 4.2. Ace the face-to-face meeting. Beamed down to the planet with Spock. Bones came to see me off, said not to get myself killed, maimed, almost sacrificed to gods, demons, sacred goat-like alien critters, and to go easy on the candy. I flipped him off. Planet side, I said my carefully prepared speech. The gist of it, we're nice guys. Please sell us your dilithium dirt cheap. At some point, a muscle started twitching under Mr. Spock's left eye. The Damarian said, sure, why not? The muscle under Mr. Spock's eye started vibrating. 4.3. Pack a shitload of dilithium and fly back home. Done. 5. Turn everyone back to normal. 5.1. Done! Bones said it was some sort of spore. Also, that apparently the crew regressed emotionally as well as physically. Go figure. I said I felt no difference. Bones said, quote, you wouldn't. And made me a mint julep. Room for improvement points. 1. Miss my rocket t-shirt. 2. Feel pretty disappointed. Didn't get to pinch Bones on the cheek. Note to self. Next time Pike says I'm acting like a brat, rub this in his face. End Captain's Log. Draft. Sticky note. Uhura, clean this up and make it, you know, presentable for the brass. Thanks. Sticky note. I'm not your secretary, Captain. Sticky note. Yeah, I know, but it's like labor division. Some people save planets and go on heroic adventures. Others deal with punctuation and grammar and stuff. Nothing personal. Sticky note. Shoved in Captain's underwear drawer. Bones is at my door, thumping and yelling that he hasn't gotten laid in 4 years and it's all my fault. Also, something about nailing my balls to the wall. Going to open the door now, and if I don't survive, let it be known that Lieutenant Uhura is a rotten, no-good snitch. Note attached to a bunch of replicated flowers that Captain Kirk sent to Lieutenant Uhura's quarters. Thank you. Really, thanks. P.S. Bone says thank you, too. P.S.S. I'm sorry I ever made fun of your boyfriend's retractable penis. Promise not to do it again. P.S.S.S. If you ever feel like a threesome, I'm sure I can persuade Bones to give it a go. Message sent by Lieutenant Uhura to Captain Kirk. You're welcome. Re-threesome. If Dr. McCoy's game, me and Spock are available Thursday nights, tell him not to bother bringing toys, condoms, or lube. We're fully stocked. Note to self. Under no circumstances try to persuade Bones that monogamy is outdated. Keep an eye on Uhura and Spock. Captain's log. Draft. As of 2 standard hours ago, the whole crew switched biological sex. I'm a genius, so the first thing I did was make a to-do list. 1. Go down to medical and check out Bones' rack. Bet it's huge. The end.